News Talk 1620, WTAW, the first week of the new school year, and we're going to focus at A&M and focus on parking for a couple of reasons. One, because it is the first week of classes, but probably more importantly to those off campus, it's also heading into the first home football game of the season, and wanted to get you caught up on what's happening at Transportation Services because of parking. And with me from Transportation Services at A&M, June Broughton and Debbie Hoffman. And June, we've had this visit now. This is my fourth football season here, my fourth start to the fall semester at A&M. So let's talk a little bit about what remains the same and what is different this year about parking and getting around campus.
Great. Thanks, Bill, for calling. I wanted to take this opportunity to let everyone know how excited we are and at the same time encourage everyone to look at the map, make a plan before you come to campus, especially this time of year. If you go to our website, which is transport.tamu.edu, we've got the routes on our mobile site. They are their buses. You can see where they are on the routes. It's real time. Also, we want people to look at the different lots where they can park and what type of permits are allowed in the lots. And also just give yourself some extra time to get to campus. Our buses, you know, are running on schedule, but of course this time of year we've got extra people crowding into the buses certain times of the day, and they're trying to figure out which routes are best or the route times. And so just be patient, if you will, and try to be prepared before you get to campus.
Something else I want to make sure that we promote heavily is Get to the Grid on Saturday.
Yes, we love Get to the Grid. You know, Bill, we're transporting about 5,000 fans every game day now. This is the free shuttle which runs to and from Post Oak Mall. We drop the fans off right there in front of the quad, which is a short walking distance then to Kyle Field. This is still one of the best ways to get to campus if you don't want to park on campus, don't know where, or don't want to pay for parking. Go park at Post Oak Mall, do some shopping before or after the game, and get in the air-conditioned Aggie Spirit bus and get to Kyle Field.
When do the buses start transporting, and how late after the game do they bring them back?
We run 3 hours prior to kick, and then we run 1 hour after the game ends. Now, we do have a couple of buses on route throughout the game for those that need to leave for any reason.
Something else, I don't know what kind of impact it will have this particular home football season. I'm guessing by now the pedestrian underpass at Welburn and Old Main is open now.
Right, and I'm going to let Debbie talk to that.
Okay, Debbie, hello.
Hi, Bill. Thanks again for calling.
You bet. Let's hear about the second pedestrian underpass.
The second pedestrian underpass is at Welburn Road and Old Main. That underpass is open today for vehicular, pedestrian, and cycle traffic, bicycle traffic. The pedestrian side on the south portion of it is not quite complete, so we're just routing pedestrians over to the north end, which is a great walk. It's pretty, it's landscaped, and it's safe. It keeps people out of the traffic on Welburn Road and also eliminates the conflict with the railroad.
I know, having used the other one, I think it's under Joe Rout, I guess, and John Kimbrough, that's just really been a big assistance.
I agree, and it's a sea of maroon and the opposing team colors. It's just a great festive environment, and it's a great way for people to get there without the worry.
Going back to the new one under Old Main, how does that help then for fans who want to park and maybe open up some of those other areas a little farther to the northwest of Kyle Field?
You're absolutely right. Some of our premium tailgating areas are across Old Main and on the west campus, a little further north and west of Kyle Field, as you mentioned. And so this is a path that will get them directly from that area to the stadium without having a vehicular interface at all. That passageway does go directly from east to west campus, but it has not changed that there's still an at-grade crossing at Welburn Road and Old Main.
Also, as we approach the first home football game of the year, what other things do we need to remind fans about as it applies to parking areas and prices and those who may be coming in or wanting to come in early for RVs and tailgating?
I'm glad you asked. We have expanded our RV operation this year to just over 550 RV spaces available on the campus. The only game that's sold out as of today is the Alabama game. There's still RV parking available online for purchase. The parking in general, the areas are primarily the same. Some fans will notice some prices have changed. We do have some increased prices across the campus. However, we still have the free get-to-the-grid shuttle. A&M employees and students who have parking permits still have areas where they may park for free. And then our largest parking area, which is Fanfield, that has just over 1,700 spaces, is still at the $10 price point with a shuttle service right to that passageway that we talked about earlier.
And again, repeating, and I don't think we can ever repeat it enough, to go to the website and the option as well of downloading the – you all do have a mobile app, right?
Yes. Well, there's m.tmu.edu that has our bus routes at that location. We've also already posted the game day bus routes, so that's there. And our website is transport.tamu.edu. It has a great parking map so that people know exactly where they're able to go, where available parking is. There's also a map that talks about what areas tend to fill by which hour before the kickoff.
And our website is mobile friendly.
Anything else, particularly for first-time visitors to an Aggie home football game, that they would benefit by getting some research done before they head to campus on Saturday?
Just really, we want to reinforce the fact, Bill, that people need to arrive early. We want to encourage them to go to our website, look at the map, look at the parking information for football game day, the get-to-the-grid information, have a plan of action. But again, arrive early, enjoy the festivities, the band, the core, step off, the football team, do all of that pregame and enjoy the entire day on campus.
Have I missed anything?
I think we're ready, we're excited, and we're glad you called.
Very good. Again, Debbie Hoffman, June Broughton with Transportation Services at A&M. Again, the website is transport.tamu.edu. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.